Cambodia has one of the highest rates of blindness in the world. There are about 144,000 blind people in the country, representing 1.25% of the population. Cambodia's poor healthcare system means that common diseases like chickenpox and measles leave many people blind. Traffic accidents, crime, and accidents with unexploded mines and bombs left over from decades of war are other leading causes. For the blind in Cambodia, educational and employment opportunities are few and far between. Boon Mao, the director of the Association of the Blind in Cambodia, lost his sight in 1993 when robbers threw acid in his face. He says Cambodians' belief in karma leads to widespread discrimination against the blind.
The blind people in Cambodia are most facing with the discrimination because the public and the family believe on the karma that the blind have seen from the past life. When you was born blind and you waiting only for die without do nothing to useful in society, even in the family.
Boon Mao says that the key to ending discrimination against the blind is by giving them access to employment and educational opportunities.
We want to see the blind people in Cambodia can be accessible to the job, employment, healthcare, education, accessibility free. We need to show the model of the blind people who are really successful in their life and their job employment.
One such role model is 22-year-old Virak. He lost his sight from chickenpox when he was a baby. 5 years ago, he set up a blind moustache shop in Phnom Penh. He says that he has a lot of blind friends and that he had the idea that they could all get together and work in a group. So, he says, he learned massage and then he taught his friends how to do it, so they could all earn a living. He says that today things are much better and he and his employees are like one big family. About a dozen blind massage shops have opened in Phnom Penh and other cities in recent years. Blind massage shops are run on a cooperative basis. About half of the profits go to salaries, with the rest reinvested in employees' development, such as teaching them how to use computers and how to read Braille. Blind landmine survivor So Pari, 24, says that becoming a masseur changed his life. He says that after he became blind, his family picked on him a lot because he could not do any work. He says that something had to change, and then he discovered this organization that taught him massage. He says that now he's happy because he can work again and help his family. Many customers say blind masseurs and masseuses are better because they have a better sense of touch. Tourist Tony Rice from London, England, enjoyed the experience.
Well, I'd recommend a blind massage to anybody. It's intense, accurate. They found a weak spot I've got, and it's a really good thing for people to come and do when they're in Cambodia.
A massage at a Seeing Hands massage shop typically costs about $5 for 1 hour, but with fewer tourists around these days, better deals are often available. So as well as being great value for money, having a blind massage allows you to feel great while at the same time helping some of Cambodia's most vulnerable people. Rory Byrne for VOA News, Phnom Penh, Cambodia.